Americana with your hosts,
Benzie and Will.
Thanks for tuning in. Hello, Americana listeners.
Hello.
Benzie and Wilkes here.
Welcome back, Benzo.
Welcome back to the podcast, Wilkes. We actually took a week off recording, but we did have a post-dated one that
That's what I'm saying. Welcome back to you. I hope you're feeling better.
I was under the weather for some time.
Because we had Leo record an episode with me.
Yes.
We had a lot of arm twisting for him to finally say okay.
Top five, dead or alive. Top five is the episode. Make sure that you're going in and listening to it. But this week, we actually have another guest, or rather other guests. Mm-hmm. For a simulcast episode.
Yeah.
One really cool thing about this podcast endeavor that we've undertaken is that we've gotten to know some really cool people. So what you hear there is our cute little mascot giggling.
She started giggling like this week and I love it.
So we actually connected with some girls, Mrs. Kayla and Giselle from Millennial Mondays.
Yes. They're so cute, so great. They're so fun to talk to.
They're really smart, bright girls who bring a perspective that needs to be heard. I think the podcast world is overrun with either men or older people.
Yes.
And so young, bright, millennial girls, and again, there's a negative undertone to the word millennial, and they're trying to change that, and I think that's so cool. So, this is what today's episode is about. We got to know them. We've realized a lot of similarities between us. And
we kind of did a little bit of a memory walk with us.
Yeah, like, a little memory lane.
Because we're a little bit more, I guess, seasoned, is that a way to say?
Yeah, we've been at this for exactly a year longer than they have.
And so we kind of helped them out with what we kind of have learned along this time of podcasting. And they're kind of telling us what they're figuring out on their own, and it was really cool to see, like, where they're at, where they're kind of 11 episodes in, and we're at in the 30s, so it was fun to see the similarities, like you said.
For sure. So, of course, stay tuned. They're coming right up. Millennial Mondays, how are you guys doing today?
We're good.
How are you, Americana?
We're good. Benzie and Wilkes here.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
O-Town, from Central
Florida.
We have
our littlest mascot here today, too. She just woke up from her nap, so you might hear some coos and random little grunts over here.
She's adorable.
We're good with that. I just woke up, too.
We're representing Maryland, Ellicott City. Oh.
Nice. Now, how far away are you guys from D.C.? I have no
job. Without traffic, maybe 30 minutes. With traffic, an hour.
Yeah, because we Maryland just did time. Like the, we drove from Orlando to Jersey. We drove for Thanksgiving because I was still preggo, and so I couldn't fly anymore. So, Benzie, we did a little road trip, and like I heard horror stories because I remember driving from Jersey to Florida and how Washington, Maryland, like those little states are the worst traffic.
Yep.
And it's true, like we got full, and like what was good about it was my friend lives right in the border of like Washington and Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Like you can see the monument.
Yeah.
You can see DC from like her rooftop.
Yeah. So we stopped off at her place and like hung out with her and her husband for a few hours, and it like broke apart our trip, which felt nice because then it was like, oh, we just have 5 more hours.
That time we didn't have to sit in traffic.
And it was right, we got there like around 5 where it was just like mayhem. And she was like, so we left like what, like 7?
7:30.
We got home and it felt like,
But yeah, Washington, D.C. has a reputation on the East Coast.
That
and Atlanta. I don't know if you guys ever drove down to Florida.
I mean, we're moving closer.
Yeah, we're like, we're commuting in that traffic.
Yeah, so we drive about an hour and 15 minutes maybe every day to work. And so that's 3 hours a day of driving.
Well, I was complaining about a 40-minute drive.
I think the fastest I've gotten to work was 45 minutes.
Ever, yeah.
That's crazy.
And that happened, like, this past week, and I'm
going to my like, third wow, month. And you're like, wow, I'm blessed.
So, yeah, it was a miracle. Wow.
And do you think it'll get worse now during the summer months? Because everyone's going to be,
she's so certain.
You know, she's like, definitely.
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, I lived in D.C. for a summer, so.
Okay.
I think it'll be better for us, though, because we're going to be, like, cutting our drive down, like, more than half. Mm-hmm. Okay. Be, like, 20 minutes.
Yeah, once
we're But also, D.C. has, like, the cleanest subway system. Do you ever
The DC metro system is interesting because depending where you are, it's like fantastic and beautiful, and then maybe like kind of sketch depending on where you are. And then sometimes it's like, you know, it's super fast, you're getting on the trains, there's no one on it, or like it's literally broken and you can't use it. So it really, it works when it works.
You know? I think I saw someone getting arrested for smoking marijuana right on the corner outside of the Bethesda metro. Which is silly because there's cops everywhere, so I don't know why you're doing.
Well, you wanted to get arrested.
Like,
well, Orlando's similar. We have our pockets of sketchy places, and everyone's like, stay away from, you know, like Paramore, Pine Hills. But like, you know, of course it's Orlando, so we have Disney and Universal and all the fancier places in Disney City, which is Celebration and all that. So Orlando, I think. Orlando goes beyond its own borders because places that are right outside of Orlando are still considered Orlando.
I was just in Orlando, actually.
Oh, are you?
My cousin just graduated from University of Central Florida.
Hey, I'm a knight too. I graduated from there.
That's so cool. Yeah, he graduated with a degree in economics, business economics.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's like the bigger college here.
Yeah.
If you don't go to that public university, then you're either going private or you're traveling at least 2 hours away.
Yeah,
to
now,
the next public university.
Now UCF is making moves. They've got medical school. moving campuses, up. They're making a campus downtown.
Yeah. The campus looks like a movie set to me.
I loved it.
It looked like a real campus.
Really pretty.
Intentionally, it was funny because it was made in the 60s, and there was a rumor that the sidewalks were as broad as like a tank because they were really afraid of like the Cuban Missile Crisis, and they were really afraid of like impending wars, and using the camp as like a war center, I guess, because it has all these, it was like a think tank theory, you know, of like having the sidewalks. That was a rumor, ended up not being true, but it was designed it was designed to be in a circle so that people who are like in an English degree are running into people who are in an economics degree, and they were like, oh, it's gonna, you know, lead towards like fluidity.
Yeah, because I was a bio major, not here.
And you never saw anyone.
But I never saw, I was only friends with, like, you don't realize other people exist. You're like, oh, you're not in my lab. Like, what? You don't see anybody besides science.
Where did you go to school
majors.
Again?
I went to school in upstate New York in Manhattanville.
Cool. Whoa. How'd you like it?
It was good. I liked it. Very small. And then I,
it's far, though.
Went to school I'm from Jersey.
Right.
And so,
She moved down.
And I moved down. And then I went to grad school. And then, I moved here. And so.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know some people in Orlando. And I know people in Orlando. Like, it would be
I wonder if we know the same guys.
I know. I mean, look, already UCF.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying, like, Orlando's really big, but a lot of people know one another. So if you guys are ever in Orlando, you guys may have some friends to hang out with.
That'd be so cool. Oh my god, my family goes to Florida all the time. It's like so good. I'm like kind of sick of Florida because we just go there all the time.
I've been trying to plan a trip, honestly, so maybe something.
You haven't been to Orlando, Kayla?
I've been to Disney World with my family, so just the parks, you know, nothing.
Yeah, that's still Orlando. That's still very Orlando.
Oh, it was great. I loved it, but
is more than Disney, you know. Yeah. That's what a lot of people think, like, oh, you live, or it's either where retired people come or Disney, and they're like, wait, there's, and I'm like, there's other things to do here.
Which, honestly, with the Americana, we've tried intentionally to, like, find, like, little hidden local gems, and so our Instagram has a lot of places that it's like, if you're sticking to the parks, you're not going to find this cool restaurant, but if you're going downtown, or if you're hitting Winter Park or something, Ivanhoe Boulevard area, then you're going to find some cool places.
Yeah.
We want to do that, I think, like, more with the area that we work in, Bethesda.
It's very hip and trendy.
It's like an up-and-coming city, I feel like.
Oh, so you guys will get in right when it's starting up to be cool.
Yeah, I really
that'd be fun.
I feel like Orlando's scene is also up-and-coming, and relatively so. Like, it's no New York City. We're not established like that, but a lot of newer areas, there's still a lot lot of developments. That's one thing. When I went to New Jersey, the roads are what they are, and they can't expand because the city's already built. But in Orlando, you just have cow country, like all down one of the highways. So you know that that in 25 years.
We're learning a lot just now.
Just in our introduction.
We're just...
That's funny. No, I'm learning with you guys because I'm like I've just only lived here almost 3 years, and that's where I'm kind of like I'm knowing like the highway names, like 408.
The 406 is also the Greenway.
Okay, John Young Park. Okay, and I'm like now I'm just kind of like all right, or I get out more because of the podcast, like what Benzi was saying, like take pictures or try to go to different places, because I'm really a creature of
habit.
Like, I'm like.
Well, anyway, I wanted us to go ahead and jump into our simulcast. So we've done a few simulcasts for at least specifically any Demericana listeners. This is our third or fourth time having other podcasters on the show, but this is you guys' first simulcast.
Well, we've Skyped with two other guest speakers for our show.
But they weren't podcasters.
Yeah.
I see. Okay.
So I guess that's not a simulcast.
I listened to one episode where you had your friend from high school, Kayla, talking about millennials in the workplace.
Yeah.
Was it Kayla or Giselle's friend?
That was my buddy.
It was
it's a mutual friend now.
I guess he's, I met him in middle school.
Yeah.
And then Kayla met him, I guess, in high school when they swam together, and then they went to the same college together. Like,
that's cool.
Yeah, so Giselle and I find, random mutual friends and
that we met at, different stages of our lives. So,
No, that's cool. No, that's fun. So nice. So this will be a nice little learning thing for you guys because you guys are starting out, right? What do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about your podcast and a little bit about yourselves?
Yeah,
sure. So we started in January and we wanted to, well, actually it was Giselle's idea to start the podcast. We were both kind of post-graduation from college and we wanted to do something. More or less. Like, well, we were looking for jobs and we wanted to get our journalistic voices going with a podcast, basically.
Yeah. I mean, we both, Kayla and I met in journalism class our sophomore year of high school, and we both kind of wanted to be journalists, through high school and college. And then after college, we both had degrees in communications and Spanish. And then, not really getting anything as far as jobs in our field. So I think we were both really frustrated with that. And I was just like, I want to do a podcast. And I was like, there's no one else I'd rather do it with than Kayla.
And
so I recruited her, and I thought that she was just going to be a producer for me. I was just going to be the one recording. And then she was just like, okay, this is what we're going to do. And I was like, partner, yes.
Yeah.
So
have you guys experienced a deeper bond or...
Yeah.
We've spent so much time together working and just spending bonding time together.
We're basically married.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
That's great.
We spend so much time together, and it's I was just saying to Kayla, we spend so much time together. Don't you think it's weird that we're trying to spend more time
living together?
Should we take some breaks?
Dang. Yeah.
No, that's great. No, I'll applaud you for doing that because I feel like you guys, you didn't see or you didn't find something fast enough and you kind of were like, you know what? We're just going to make our own little medium to just promote ourselves and become more confident in your voice for when you do go and you do get your good job. Definitely. Which now you guys do have a job, right? And so now
I couldn't have said it any better, honestly.
Yeah, it all works out, I feel. Definitely.
So, which honestly, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was gonna say, what about you guys? Because your story is pretty interesting too.
Yeah, can you tell our listeners what your podcast is all about and how it got started?
Sure. So we are already in our 30s as far as our episode numbers
go.
Oh, we know. We've been at this for about a year and a half total. So maybe about a year, exactly a year longer than you guys.
It's funny because do you feel like it was a New Year's resolution? I find it funny and interesting that we both started in January.
Yeah, we were January of 2016 and you guys were January of 2017.
There was a lot of change going on, I feel like, in both of our lives at the time. So,
well, with us, and you guys already know, and some of our listeners know, Wilkes is related to me through marriage. She married my cousin. who we said, like I said, we essentially grew up together and we've always been really close. So, it's a funny story how it happened, mm-hmm. but our other male cousins were like, we should, you know, have a podcast, because we would just get together with some beers yeah. and wine, usually like at their apartment, and we would just talk about anything. And we, of course, we're thinking we're super hilarious.
We're like, super we should be a show. We're so
paid to record this.
And, we're so interesting, no?
The guys were like, oh, you know, we should do a podcast. And then we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to be guest stars on there. And they were like, and we're like, okay, fine, forget that.
So then we're like, we're going to do our own.
So we ended up doing our own. Yeah, and Dumericana is a play, on just, I guess it all started with just like the silly, funny things that happen mm-hmm. in our lives. Like, duh, this is how you resolve it.
Yeah.
And also it was a play on us being Dominican women who are also American. So that's where the Americana side comes into play. Yeah. But yeah, we were talking about it for about a month and a half. And then
we were like, you know what? Let's just do it.
And then, you know, we try to be consistent. We try to post every week, but mm-hmm. obviously our lives changed quite a bit.
Life happens.
Lex is a new mom and holidays, and we've given each other quite a bit of grace, you know, for those things.
Yeah.
So we're still trucking. We're still sticking to this, because it really became like a whole new world for
us. It's fun, right? Yeah. Like, have you guys felt that? Like, you meet new people, and like how we're talking now, yeah. you know, it's like you get connected in a lot of ways, and it's definitely fun. It's definitely the learning curve of, I think we'll always never be at where we want to be, right? Like, we'll never. So it's something to work towards.
I feel like the learning, it's like there's so many different aspects of it. Like, I feel like I'm learning so much about myself. I'm learning a lot about Kayla. I'm learning a lot about, like, the world that we live in and other people, like, other opinions out there. So, like, I mean, that's one thing that Kayla and I talk about all the time, is, like, how amazed we are that we can still learn so much.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, I personally miss that a lot from college. So, like, mm-hmm. having this podcast, being able to, like, create something and learn from mm-hmm. the experience, Giselle was saying I was going to be, like, the production behind the scenes. But away, I was like, this is too cool. Like, I need to be
part
of this. I need to be a part of this.
Yeah.
And just, like, working really hard for something that we're proud of and that we... that's ours
and you that's know? Yours exactly. I think that's how it feels for us. It's and especially like in social media, because it's so hard to, you know, post and like kind of put yourself out there a little bit, because all, you know, my Instagram's private. I'm mm-hmm. a very private person. Mm-hmm. I don't even like, you know, I don't talk a lot about myself usually, and so this has kind of taught me how to get out of my shell a little bit and
hello.
Put myself. I just came to take Isla away.
I knew that your baby didn't just float away.
Yeah, she's like,
lifted her
instead. You know, she's like, I want to get out of here. No.
Yeah,
they're not listening to me,
baby. But yeah, it really has been a learning experience. Wilkes is really like the mastermind behind all our social media. And really connectivity and all of that. So
I feel like Kayla does all the work and I just show up.
And, you know, a lot of it has to do, honestly, with personality and so forth. But, yeah, it really has been, like you mentioned, that's so key. We've learned a lot about one another. You know, we've been not forced. We have reasons to spend time together every single week, whereas with other family members, sometimes, you know, you make plans and they just fall through. But for this, it's like, no, you set time specifically aside for this. So we've been able to develop a closer bond because of it.
Yeah.
It's like so amazing, though, that you guys have such a connection and you're not even like related by blood.
Yeah.
Like, that's just very rare, I feel like.
Yeah. Guys. It's like how we were counting how long you've been friends, right? You're mm-hmm. already in like a common law. It's true. You're already in like a common law marriage. Like, you've known each other that long.
We weren't kidding.
And so it is cool, because it's something where it's like, oh, we could have, you know, she didn't have to like me. I'm the one coming into her family, you know, and the fact that we did get along so well and then we still do get along so well, because I think sometimes the podcast is great because you do get to know about each other, but then that doesn't always mean you're going to like them more, right?
Yeah, when you start finding out more about people, you're like,
then you're kind of like, wait a minute, what?
It's got chills.
It can be
from
scary
that.
Because,
yeah,
you know,
so I think
when you open up and you find out who's who someone really is.
Yeah, and even with your topics, I've noticed your topics are very heavy sometimes, mm-hmm. in a good way. You know, you talk about a lot of things that I think millennials should be aware of. And so you guys can disagree, and it can be something where it's just like you know, agree to disagree. Same with us. I feel like I've learned that Bendy and I don't always see things the same way, and that's okay, you know, and mm-hmm. that doesn't make me hate her, no, right? And she doesn't now think of me any less if I don't agree with her. So I think that is cool as well. And it's cool to see what other people take from it too, you know, like interaction with your listeners and stuff like that. So that's what I've liked about podcasting, I think, the most.
What was the favorite, your guys' favorite episode that you've done?
To this day, I have two of them. And it was, I really liked, I forget the exact name of it, but we were talking about being Hispanic. And it was so hilarious.
Growing up Hispanic?
Growing up Latino. Yeah. Like that. And also my favorite, my other favorite one was episode 10, which was with her husband and a cousin of ours, uh-huh. which is the cousin of mine and her husband.
The platonic myth.
The platonic myth. Yeah. And And I loved it, mostly because they're, like, some of our favorite guys.
Yeah.
It's her favorite guy because it's her husband.
Yeah.
And
I'm biased,
though. She's biased.
I'll agree with the platonic myth. I love the one recently we did with the movie directors.
Oh, with Jen and Sam Make a Movie.
That one was really fun.
Yeah, I was looking
really at informative, even for me, you know, like, the stuff that they've had to struggle with just trying to promote their own movie and do a craft. Like, you know, it's just a different type of craft. They were doing a podcast. They're trying to promote a film, which mm-hmm. I can't even imagine. I have a hard time promoting the podcast. I can't even imagine a movie. You know?
And I feel like that's, like, a lot of money.
Yeah, maybe. And so,
and you know what? They're not going to see a return on any of it until it gets released in 2018.
Oh, yes.
Can we imagine? This was a labor of love when we started, like, hey, no one's telling us, we can stop right now, and it wouldn't impact anybody, you know? When we first started, that's how we felt.
That's true.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is in the beginning, like, we're not getting a paycheck every week to do this, you know? And so, and we don't know what their, you know, what their setup is, but they're not seeing a return on anything for some time, you know?
So that episode definitely one of my favorites, and the platonic myth too.
Do you guys have a
myth? Was the first one I had listened to.
Yeah, it's a little older. It's probably about a year old at this point.
Yeah,
but we loved it. It was so much fun.
We did have fun. It was a fun one to make. What about you guys?
What was your favorite?
What was our favorite episode?
You go first. I have a favorite already.
I think
my dad just walked down and he's being silly.
No, hi, Poppy.
Poppy Jesse.
Okay, whatever.
So my I loved the fake news episode because I learned so much from it, and it was like one of our first really
successful. It's our most popular one.
It's the most popular one.
I think my favorite is women's health and empowerment.
That one was really good too. That's so much fun.
Yeah, that one, I listened to that one and I related. It was like listening to it, I was like talking to you guys. Like, that's so true. You know, like my birth plan, like I'm a new mom, like
the pregnancy stuff.
Yeah, and so I was listening and I was just like, yep, mm-hmm. definitely. And then I was just like, some things where I was just kind of like, okay, like I'll, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I was listening and talking back to you guys, and that's, I think that's the episode that I was just like, I'll made me want to contact you about. And
like all the women.
And, yeah.
Which we actually had all of March, all of our episodes were specifically women based. And
we were listening to the role models one, which I didn't know anything about the sisters that you talked about.
Oh my gosh, yes. Mirabal sisters.
The Mariposas.
Uh-huh.
I think I saw in your blog first, the Mirabal sisters, and I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Those girls in the Time of the Butterflies? And then so I listened to it and I was like, oh my god. I don't know. I love that story. And and then I love that girl, Malala Yousafzai, I think. I have her book, but I haven't read it yet. So I love that episode.
Oh, yeah, Malala.
I was just trying to imagine slapping a dictator in the face. Like,
can you?
My gosh. This is a man who killed people. He would take away land. He was a dictator for 31 years, and he came onto a girl, and she just turned around and slapped him. And I'm like, this is in between 1930 to 1961 in a third world country,
yeah.
And she had the nerve to slap someone, and that started a revolution. Yeah. You know, so, that was so
right. Like, literally, need some slaps right now.
I know, definitely.
Not to one another. We're all in this and together.
No, not to one another.
She means someone else that's deserving.
I see. Oh my gosh, yeah, that was one right over my head, but I completely
understand. I feel so bad. I was talking to my family about our podcast, and I was like, yeah, we kind of talk about Donald Trump a lot. We always, like, yes. End up talking about him.
You know what's really funny? One of our first...
We end up talking about Taylor Swift, always.
I know. You guys are always talking about Taylor Swift, and I was like, I don't know how Taylor Swift is relevant to this episode. Like, that was like one of my first thoughts.
Summer of 2016 was like bash.
I hated her so much.
Now I'm like, we talked about her like every other episode, maybe every episode over the summer.
And like, even like in the process of us talking, I'm like, I know we're gonna bring it back, but I just have to because
Now I don't have any specific.
No, she did what? Maybe she took our advice and she took a step away.
She's in hiding
right now. She has nothing to like.
She listens to our podcast.
Yeah, so no, she's one of our major listeners.
You know what? Calvin Harris has a new song out called Slide, and I feel like it's about her.
Oh, ooh. And Katy Perry made a song called Swish Swish that's definitely about her.
Is it really? Okay, Katy Perry is getting weird.
She's becoming Miley. See?
Oh my god, I was going to say the same.
And Miley is like became normal all of a sudden. Normal,
which I love her Malibu song. She's like so sweet in it.
I'm a diehard Miley fan, so she could literally be saying the most offensive things wearing like a trash bag, and I'd be like, "You are amazing."
And you're like, "Yes, girl.
Yes, I love her."
And see, we digress, and we all talk.
And it goes back to Taylor.
You're welcome.
See, it's a conspiracy. So I actually wanted to. Trump. I'm sorry, go ahead. You said about Miley?
I said hopefully we don't start talking about Trump.
You got T-Swift, we got Trumpy.
Yeah, we got Trumpy as well.
Yeah,
I think which is funny because we've seen our podcast evolve over these past, this past year and a half or so. We've seen it evolve from just being two girls who get together and talk about whatever strikes them to like right before the elections, everything got pretty political for us. And then we kind of went back towards just like the holidays and then again, more political as the inauguration occurred. Yeah. So we've seen it kind of like an ebb and flow or like a flux as far as our topics go. Which again showed us a lot about.
We were going to ask you how your podcast has either changed, like your vision for it has changed since you started. Like, do you find yourselves thinking about episodes for the future that maybe you never thought you would be doing?
Yeah,
We intentionally were vague as to what we believed in. We were vague as to even our professions because we just didn't understand, or rather, we didn't. You know, we both have private lives outside of this, and then as things got political, and we were kind of taken aback by how things started happening. It was those things that are a part of you was hard for you to hide, you know, behind a microphone.
Yeah.
So it just started coming out. And I feel like we've changed our perspective from being more private to being able to be more open about what we feel and what we agree or don't agree with.
Yeah. And I think for us, we're both the same where it kind of took us this much to kind of be like, okay, because I'm very private, and I also do follow like a lot of forums with like blog posts, like blogger forums. And I see like the witch hunt that some forums do, and like they find people's like life, you know, and I'm just like, God, you know, I want to put ourselves out there because I believe in what we're doing, and I think it's cool, and I think we talk about good and stimulating topics, and I'm afraid it always pulls me back where I'm just like, God, but I don't need people knowing like what I do as a day job, you know, like I don't need that part of my life.
I
out
feel like
there.
We have so, the opposite problem. I feel like maybe we share too much.
We're a little reckless.
We're, you know, like, we're shameless about is. It.
Like, but you I think what? Yeah. Go ahead, Kayla. Go ahead.
Giselle said we're kind of like shameless about it. I think that like, I think Giselle both and I love to share our voices and, sometimes our voices get run away from us and we just get on a roll.
Yeah. But that says a lot because that's what you guys want to do for your for a living. So I think we're not coming from a journalistic background, right? Like we're just like just shooting the wind, and like we've
granted, I am starting my grad school studies in July, specifically with like marketing and public relations. So this was a little like a preface as to what, you know, and I feel like that, and once I'm done with that and I've learned a lot, I feel like it could really take the podcast to a different place. But
you'll have to keep in touch about that because I'm considering going to grad school for marketing and I want to know what it's like.
Yeah, for sure. I'm scared. We're already Insta friends. That lasts forever.
Yeah, it's true.
But yeah, so how about you guys? I know that you don't have as much, you know, longevity since you've only been at this for a few months, but have you already noticed a change in your topics or anything?
We've been evaluating, you know, our topics and our focus a
lot. I feel like constantly.
Yeah, because every time we do an episode, we say, okay, we need to relate it to the millennial perspective. We need to bring it back to, like, our generation and how it affects us and these issues. And so, you know, we're constantly thinking, like, is this the right topic for us, or do we need to like go in a different direction? And it's just kind of constantly evolving, just like the rest of our podcast. So
like who can relate to this? Who is our audience?
Yeah.
What are they going to learn something? Are they going to disagree? Like what experiences are our peers having?
Yeah. And so, we like to, I mean, I think we just tend to bring up like controversial ideas and like try to discuss them more or less. And, it hasn't really wavered too much from that.
I think the tough thing is that Kayla and my opinions are so similar, and we're like constantly preaching about like how we want to get new opinions, and I think that that's what's tough is we gotta, because we surround ourselves with, you know, people who are similar,
like-minded people,
very typical, very abnormal.
We have to try really hard and like go out of our comfort zone and find those people that we disagree with, because we want to be like kind of, you know, fair.
Right.
You want to be fair. You want to even, there's
show
something.
Both sides. It's something in showing both sides of an issue, right? Yeah. Because,
there is more than
there's some,
story.
There's definitely one more. And even when like, let's say for instance, the last topic I listened to, the sexual assault one, right? Like how I think you guys said like, well, they shouldn't, someone who commits a crime shouldn't be able to walk out. Right. But it's one of those things where someone else, as striking as that opinion is, the opposition is even more striking, right, to you, because you don't believe that. But your listeners might, right? And you can't judge them for, I mean, you're not going to judge them for having an opposing opinion.
I'm a part of a project at my job, and we're working on leadership development, which is a really interesting topic, at least for me, but one of those things that they talk about is colliding perspectives. And on our podcast, I don't think we've encountered that too much, because we do tend, like you guys, tend to find people who are like-minded to us, you know. And there's obviously differences. Like with Jen and Sam, they have a completely different industry. You girls are podcasters, but we're in different areas, I guess, of like even age-wise and all of that. But when the colliding perspective, it's a leadership tool, because it doesn't, people think it divides, but if anything, it just lifts you higher. Like it makes you more well-rounded. So definitely I would encourage anyone out there to not be afraid to get different opinions.
Yeah.
And I think that's like our goal. I think our goal is we want to just like preach this attitude of talking about it is better than anything else you're doing about it. Like
you can't preach tolerance if you don't tolerate other opinions. Yeah,
right. Yeah. Like we just want to be able to like talk to people about things, and I feel like that's just such a big thing.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I will say, bringing back, you said one of your favorite episodes, again, just to bring up Jen and Sam, you were saying something interesting, and it made me think of you girls, Kayla and Giselle, because you were saying they're kind of paving their own way, making an indie film. They're not backed by like a huge studio or anything, and this is a labor of love. With you girls, you guys did something similar. You couldn't find something in the field, and so you created a lane for yourselves. And I feel like that's really typical of specifically millennials. I feel a little silly calling myself a millennial, even though I'm only 30, but
you know what? My cousin says that too.
I
he's 32, and he was like, I'm not like you. And I'm like, you're a millennial.
Well, that's, I'm sorry to like cut you off.
We interrupt all the time.
I just think it's really interesting that like you guys are millennials, we're millennials, but I think there's some differences maybe between our age groups.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I just think about that sometimes.
Ooh, sounds like an episode idea.
Right?
Yeah.
It does.
Like, that's what struck me the most, that I was just like, what are these girls talking about? Like, when you started talking about, you know, and the women empowerment, like health empowerment, I'm just like, I'm coming from having a baby, and I know you guys don't have a baby, so I'm just like, are they really, should they be talking about this stuff?
But don't you think it's important?
But it's definitely important.
We want to talk about things that, like, maybe our heart doesn't think about.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I caught myself thinking, like, what? I'm starting to think, like, oh, these little kids. But you're not. Yeah. Like, we're in the same, we're contemporaries, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it's kind of like, it checked me that I was just like, what are you doing, Wilkes? Like, they're not babies.
You hit a certain point in life, women. And maybe it'll happen to all of us. Maybe it's just her and I don't know what it is. But you hit a certain point in life and you're like, ugh. Like, I work with people who are older than you guys. And I still feel like there's a guy who's 20, he's going to be 25 in September.
Right.
He's 5 years younger than me, and he calls me mom at work. And I'm just like, these millennials. I'm like, I'm a millennial. And I know there's people who are 45 looking at me like, these millennials.
Like him? Do you like that? Because I thought that was kind of rude.
Yeah.
It rubbed me the wrong way.
No, I think he's great. And I say millennials, because he wears like his shorts rolled up and like a hat that's kind of funny. So when I say millennials, I mean it in the sense of like his style is different than like a 35.
Well, if you're cool with it,
there's a term of endearment.
Cool with it.
And he's actually a really cool guy, very smart. And that's one thing that I did notice. The term millennials, it's funny that you bring that up, Giselle. It does have a negative connotation, I feel, to people who are not in that. And did you guys face that, you know, starting your podcast or communicating about your podcast to others or anything?
I don't know if we faced it from our podcast. I feel I faced
just
it professionally. I'll just come across like half the things on Facebook, all, you know, videos and stuff. And you see like these dang millennials at it again, like doing some terrible things. And
I think we're a huge
making memes
social threat to previous generations, because I think that we're just very outspoken and unafraid of who we are and what we want. And I think that maybe like our parents' generation was a little bit more okay with just laying down and taking stuff, and like we're just not. And like we talk about that in the workforce episode.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my mom was in a job that she was like miserable, and she stayed in it for like 2 to 3 years because she thought it was gonna get her somewhere, whereas like I stayed in a job for like 3 months and I hated it and I left. You know, like we
that
just
is so funny.
We just
and
like,
it's
don't
true
take
because
no
so
crap.
Many people have different perspectives. That's it. And I think generations don't like that because you're like, respect your elders. You have to do this. You have to do that.
Fall in line.
Yeah. And it's just like that worked in the 70s. That worked in the 80s in the workforce.
Yeah.
But the world is changing and we have to change with it.
Yeah.
And people can look down on those of us who are younger or entering a career at a different point in our lives than they were or what have you. But eventually it's like you are going to be replaced if you don't change your mindset, you know, to reflect where the world is turning. And I think a lot of older generations don't like that. And maybe I'm talking out of line here. I don't know.
No, but I agree.
I think the term millennials now, it's like what it's been. It's what, like baby boomers, mm-hmm. you know, all the little terms of whatever.
There's
year
one
you
in
were
between.
Born, what we Gen, are, Gen technically.
X. We were the. Well, there was a lost
Gen
generation.
Gen X, whatever. Right. So, like, I was reading. I was reading an article actually about this business guy. It's losing me now, but I'll try to link it. Mm-hmm. And it was like that if millennials stopped buying avocado toast, they'd have enough money to buy a house.
Mm-hmm.
And like, you know, further down the line.
Okay.
It's because now
that made me so angry.
So then I saw a meme that it was just like, okay, baby boomers say millennials need to stop buying avocado toast. So then millennials, they stop buying avocado toast, right? So then baby boomers say, oh, millennials are ruining the avocado industry. Like, it's just like, we can't win, right? Like, you're telling
us. Maybe they shouldn't have screwed us with the economy. Like, we didn't make the economy that we're in right now. Like,
but that meme is so
check yourself.
That meme is so exactly.
I wish our listeners could see Giselle, because she just did a little finger point right now.
Like a Z snap.
That just like made my blood boil, you guys. I'm so like angry. Like, we've inherited so much crap. And it's our fault.
I'm telling you, I work in a university and I work in the financial aid department. Mm-hmm. And you cannot go to school without going into debt, you guys. Like,
no, you can't.
30, 40 years ago, that was unheard of. There were grants, there were scholarships, there was even, you know, even if you did have to pay out of Right? Yeah, even if you had to pay out of pocket, it was a fraction of the cost. Mm-hmm. And people think, well, no, inflation, no. Percentage-wise, college takes up such a huge chunk of your overall income that was not the case previously. Mm-hmm. And I saw, speaking of memes, which I love memes, at 12 in the morning, you know I love you.
Yeah, Benzie is the meme queen.
But there was one.
Meme queen.
There was one that I saw that it was like, I don't know the exact terms, but it was something like us in high school. If you go to college for something that you love, you're going to find a job in your field. And then it says us in the workplace. Just because you went to college to do something you love does not mean that you deserve a job in your field. Mm-hmm. And it's like we have been told so many different things from a failing economy, from people who, you know, are now out of that and retiring. And like you mentioned very appropriately, Giselle, we've inherited this load that it's like we're paying into a social security system that we're not guaranteed.
That we don't even know if we're going to, you know, it's something what Lil says a lot, like the sins of the father. Yeah, my husband, he always says, like, oh, sins of the father. Like, we get all the stuff that, you know, same thing with the Social Security. We don't know. We're contributing to something that we don't know what we're going to get.
I look at my 401k, and I'm like, this is going to help me for a month.
Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah.
You know? I know, I'm just like, this is barely going to be enough.
And now even with the presidency that we have now and like who they're signing up for, or she just got accepted into becoming the education, the DeVos lady.
We don't need money for education, by the way. No money for
that. It's a choice.
No. It's not
to put Trump's words in perspective, but to use it in this sense, he said, we can do that for peanuts.
Yeah.
I could pay for
I'd like to
let him do something for peanuts.
Can you also go to a golf course for peanuts?
Yeah, right. No, it's one of those things that you're just like, what? Like they're even changing the whole way of FAFSA. Like you're not going to be able to sign up for it on the website. Like they're making it harder, and it's like it's already hard. I remember having to sign up for FAFSA, and I'm just like,
these kids, you guys.
Oh my god, this is so confusing. I don't know what line A.
So what gives you hope about this whole? All of this, like, what makes you?
I feel like we should have a reading test too. Also, like, everyone should have a reading test before they vote.
Oh my god!
Right.
No, that's definitely like the same thing. It's one of those things that the repercussion of like who put that person in office, right?
Mm-hmm.
The older crowd, you know, like, let's be honest, we didn't vote for him.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's one of those things that it's like all that they're cutting, Planned Parenthood, the changing up. It doesn't affect them. They're not having kids. We are, you know, and that's where it's kind of just like,
they're not
hello.
Going to school. We are. They're not having to enter a workforce.
Exactly. We are. And so it's what you're saying, bringing it all back to what you said is that it's something we're inheriting. And it's like, and if we say something about it, we're the petulant children. It's like, go stay in your lane. You don't know what you're talking about. And it's like, yes, we do, because we're the ones suffering.
And
you know?
That's why it's hard for me and Giselle to tone it down.
Calm down. You see how like I got so angry?
I know. You like gave me, I'm like, my heart is like, oh, yes, this is true.
Fire him up.
Because we're angry.
and it's so funny that we're even talking about this, because we intentionally, you guys, it's so funny. I'm not lying when I say we told ourselves when we started, we're not going to get political. We don't want to put our views on there because we didn't want the backlash.
Yeah.
Like Wilkes was saying, she'll see bloggers get dragged, you know.
Yeah.
But when you feel passionate about something, it's hard to keep that out of your everyday, especially out of something.
At the beginning of your podcast, you were like, stay out of
Politics. And we're still coy about some things.
Yeah,
like
we try to be, we try not to exclude or make anyone feel like they can't relate to our more lighter topics.
Yeah.
You know, we don't want to, what's the word I'm looking? Like, alienate others.
But let's be real. Like, my life does come into here. You know, we talk about our day or our weekends when we spend together. Like, we're not going to be disingenuous. Like, let's not portray that we're disingenuous. We're not. We talk about ourselves and we just try to keep what should be private.
Yeah.
And now, like, with what we were saying that we've evolved from, because when we did start, you know, it wasn't an election year. And but then when it started becoming something where it's like,
you couldn't escape it.
It bothered us and it bothers us. So it's kind of like, it's our Taylor Swift, right? Like, maybe we took it out on Taylor, but we were definitely upset and we do kind of incorporate it now. So it's something we bring up and we touch on it, but you know.
I think, I just think that like for us, one thing that has changed or that we've learned consistently throughout our podcast is how much our government and presidency affects our everyday life. Like, I think that maybe we weren't really that aware of how much impact just that little part of our country can affect, like, you know, how we pay for things and, like, you know, how we just go about living.
It's just because I think it's the whole, like, what's that, like, the bliss, like, of being naive. Ignorance is bliss. Like, we didn't know. When I was in high school, I didn't care. Like, mm-hmm. I wasn't worrying. Like, you know, the biggest deal was what we just talked about in one of our latest episodes. It's like, oh, my God, my friend stopped talking to me. Or mm-hmm. there's no more Fanta in the vending machine. I don't know. That was, like, a problem for me. That was my,
oh my God.
Drink of choice. Yeah. And so, you know,
my drink of choice.
When Sally Mae comes knocking and starts sending you letters that you have to start, you know, paying back your student loans, you're like, oh, crap, this is real, right? Yeah, like, now you're really an adult, and you kind of just get thrusted, right? You just get thrown out in there. Graduation happens, and you're just out, and you're just like, oh, God, what do I do? Like, I have no, what do I do? You know, now you're accountable to yourself and to, you know, it's scary. And I think now is when you're more focused on things, and now because it affects us, and so...
Yeah. Well, we have another question for you, but I did want to say one thing since you said that. I thought that I wasn't going to move out until I was like 25. So yeah. I think it's a friggin' miracle that we are moving out because money is tight.
Hashtag button.
Okay.
That's more life.
Anyway.
No, it's true. Kayla, and it's great. It's something good for you guys. And I think what people fail to realize is that millennials are responsible and they don't want to be home and they want to like make
take away
their own thing.
Take away the millennials from any area and you'll see a decline in business
for
and
sure.
Success.
Oh,
yeah, my other best friend is a full time fifth grade teacher. Which as you, you're one of you is a teacher.
Yeah. I just work in higher education.
Oh, okay. Well, teachers, that's not a job where you go to work and then you go home. Like you have work at home. And you know what? She just decided, oh, I want to be a makeup artist when I'm a little bit older, so I'm gonna work at Ulta on the weekends. Mm-hmm. Like, and then Kayla and I work full-time jobs and we do the podcast. And I just the hardest working people I know are
and,
my age.
Oh, and we write. Yeah. And Giselle, we write like all the time. Like,
and we're
we
also
wanna
the
be published.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things that
I'm a creative writing major, by
it's
the way.
It's true.
Yes. You gotta send us your stuff.
Yeah, send us everything that
I know. I told them that you do poetry. They just had a contest. Did you guys announce the winners?
No, we haven't announced the winners.
Winner? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that.
All right. I'm sorry, Mimo listeners.
Yeah, we wanted you guys, one of you was gonna submit something, right?
Yeah, I think I might have missed the deadline. It was me, but let me know for
send it anyway.
Okay.
No, definitely. That's how I feel like a lot of my friends are teachers, and I'm just like, when I was trying to think, like, I don't remember my teachers ever being this young. Like, all my teachers were like
really old, right?
30 or 40. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I was just like, that's so cool. That
most of mine, when I hit high school. Middle school and high school was when my teachers, to me, they looked old.
Yeah.
Old, right? But looking back, I'm like, oh my God, Ms. Butler was 22 and Mr. Frasco was like 24 and had crushes on all the high schoolers.
I never had 20s. Like, no, none of my teachers were in their 20s.
Yeah.
Ever.
I think they were. Well, not at Hebron.
Not at Hebron, yeah. I'm thinking back, like, maybe they were really young and I just never knew.
To us, they seemed old, right? Like, anybody who was 25 looked, like, ancient to us. But looking back, I'm like, they were young because this person was getting married, this woman got pregnant, so she had to have been young enough to be, like, childbearing, you know?
I just remember, like, telling my mom, like, I'm so tired. I don't know why I'm so tired. And she was like, well, you go to work, and that's, like, a two-hour commute from your day, and then you work on your podcast, and now you have interns, and you're working 12-hour days.
You have interns for the podcast?
Yes, they just started.
That's really cool. That's awesome.
Because social media, like you were saying, Will.
Help us, please.
Help.
So, Kayla, you said you had a question for us.
Yeah. Okay. We would like you two to describe the other person in three words professionally and three words personally.
Ooh, this is fun. Okay, you guys should have
panic.
Well, do you have anything? Okay, professionally, I'm going to say... Oh, wow. And this one, I'm going to do a little bit of a cop-out because I think one applies to professionalism and also in a personal life. Yeah, Wilkes is very, she's very proactive, or I guess driven is the word, and anything. Like, I've seen her take on the role of a mom, and she does it very well. It helps that her baby is so well-behaved.
She's my angel baby.
She is, like, she's just so well-behaved, and, like, she's just not problematic at all. But, like, I just remember, like, she would...
find out all these random tidbits of information during her pregnancy, which is typical for new moms, but she went like above and beyond, and she's like relaying the information to others now. Like a friend of mine reached out to her who's she's having her first child as well. So I would say proactive for sure in a professional sense, even in her industry. She professionally is very intelligent, and I would say she too is very young for the industry she finds herself in. And she's a small person, like she's skinny and smaller, and so I feel like it's reflected
more. And I have a mousy voice.
Yeah, so she, I guess, has broken molds in that regard. In a personal perspective, she, again, is very very proactive in a lot of things that she does. She was, like, planning her wedding, and her husband was here, and she was living in New Jersey at the time, and it was, like, long distance, and it was still beautiful, and it worked out, and it was wonderful. And then in a personal perspective, she is very competitive. You don't want to lose at a board game with Wolf.
I feel like I can see that.
Or win. You don't want to win.
I am very competitive. It's a good thing.
Yeah, I think it ties back to the productivity.
I don't care.
Right. Yeah. Literally, like, I'm just like, is our friendship going to survive tonight? We're playing Monopoly, and I don't know.
Not in the moment we're playing, but afterwards, you know.
Oh, no. And then,
she's also very caring. Like, when she cares about somebody, she very much cares about them, which I think is a Dominican thing. We're all super affectionate with
one another. Yeah. Okay, so, thanks, Wendy.
That's I gave you, like, sweet. 12 minutes, so go.
I know. I'm like, oh, my God, oh, my God.
I had better ones when I wrote this question.
So for career-wise, I think Benzi is very driven and she sets her mind to something and she'll just do it, and she's very good with that and perseverant, which is a little bit the same, but not, because she started her new where she is now, and she's like very quickly climbed the ladder and has made the opportunity, like she's seen opportunities and she's just gone for them. Kind of head first. You're very good with that, I think. And I think even with what she said about going back to grad school, and that's very something that we're all proud of her for doing. And then also she's very, she has to talk to a lot of people at work. And I think she's got a very nurturing, she's nurturing in your professional, because I would no, not in that. I mean, she's just very she's got a nurturing voice, and she can make you feel, you know, if you're scared about something, she's very calming. I think you've got a nice little thing, especially in her field. I think that's a very important to have.
You know, talk people down from the ledge because it gets TikTok.
Oh, and, God.
Personally,
so call you next time we're panicking.
Yeah. I got you.
Personally, Benzi is one of my best. I love her. She's so sweet and funny. One of the funniest people I know. She's witty, like very quick and loyal.
Yay!
Very loyal. So her friends,
I am loyal. I'm not a host. I am loyal.
She's very loyal.
Well, I didn't say it. Okay.
I know. I did.
I know. But, well, because I didn't know if the baby was still around, so I'm like trying to keep it PG. Because the baby.
Can't be. I know.
Okay.
I know.
We can be influenced by things.
Right. No, I see. Even at the young age of 4 months.
Yeah, we don't play rap. Like, it's all, like, classical. I want her to be a genius.
I want you guys to know that her and her husband are the biggest Kanye and Jay-Z fans ever. So they're not against rap.
No.
They don't want to expose the baby to it.
Understandable. Yeah.
Like, that was like, oh, like, we just got the, you know, the new Kendrick album. And I'm like, I want to listen to it so bad. But we can't in the car. So we only listen to it on the way to work, you know.
So how about you girls? Did you have some time to come up with your three words for each other?
Well, as we asked, we started writing down some.
Yeah.
You know, I want to say that we, listening to your guys' descriptions of each other, I think that we have a lot of similarities. I thought that before just listening to your podcast. I just think it's funny how you describe each other, and I see us a little bit, you know.
Yay.
Did you want to go first?
Oh.
So much love in these two rooms.
That felt kind of like a
slap. As Kayla pets Giselle's face.
I was doing it earlier, but you guys didn't see. I was like, okay. Professional. I think Kayla is very good at like thinking ahead and like taking every single element of what's important into account. I don't have a like word, one single word for that. Relentless. When she sets her mind to something, it's going to happen. Like this thing with iTunes. Like, I'm going to call them. They're going to hear from me.
I have drafts already ready.
Yeah. And I think that professionally or maybe talking about things that she's really passionate about. She's just, like, very outspoken and certain about how she feels. I think, like, when she knows that she believes something, that's it. She'll hear you out. She'll consider it and, like, not rude about it. But, like, she's got her opinion down kind of thing.
Okay.
And a lot smarter than she thinks she is.
Oh. Mm. That's so sweet.
Personally, I think she's very understanding. I have, like, really bad anxiety. And, I'll, like, right before episodes come out, I'm like, okay, we need to have it done by Sunday. Like, what are you done? Like, what's going on? Like, okay. Like, and she's like, it'll be fun. It'll be fun. It's cool.
You guys balance each other out very well.
Yeah, and I'm like, and I'm pretty like that in, like, real life with everything else.
Yeah.
But, like, with the podcast, I just freak out. And, like,
I think it's that deadline mentality.
Yeah, and Kayla's just, like, so cool about it, and she's, like, doesn't even care that I'm, like, a crazy person for 2 days. So I think that that's really nice. She's also, like, really kind. She does a lot of things for me that, like, I can't think of other people doing for me. Mm-hmm. So I really appreciate that, like, the Chick-fil-A situation. And I think she's very adaptive. I don't know if that's, like, a word, but I think that Kayla and I get along because we're constantly working on ourselves, and we like change. Like,
that is so important.
Yeah. You know,
being self-aware is one of the biggest qualities and the most underrated ones. So kudos to you guys.
Yeah. Our relationship works so well just because I think we're both super. We try to be self-aware, like, and like with my sister too. I love having conversations with Giselle about, like, self-development and how to improve yourself in ways that will make you a happier person. And
for sure.
But I'll tell you mine.
Yay.
So Giselle, professionally, is super motivational. I think she, like, when there's something going on, like there's a project or, like, our podcast, like, she's that driving force that keeps everyone, like, ready to go and excited about it. So she's motivational.
She gets you riled up, like she got us riled up earlier.
You saw that. Like, your heart starts racing. But
I was upset.
She's shameless in a way that makes her, like, very, like, confident and just, like, that, like, environment that you want to be around, where she doesn't want to hide anything, and she's just out there, like, who she is. And I guess that's not
unapologetic.
Unapologetic. Yeah, and maybe that's more personal, but professionally too, I think it's a really cool attribute to have, because especially at work, people aren't really, like, I don't know, open like that. And then she's a perfectionist too. I mean, like, and by that I mean personally and professionally too, because she has a very high standard for herself, and she wants her standard. Are we good?
We'll just keep going.
Yeah, she wants to meet the standard, and if she can't meet it, you don't get defeated, but you need to do more to meet that standard.
Absolutely. And it's something that I saw these things in her before we even started the podcast, obviously, because we were friends prior to that. And I'm like, there would be very few people who I would still stick around a year and a half later doing this kind of an endeavor with, you know, and it has a lot to do with those personality traits. We actually do have one final question for you guys.
Oh, wait, she has more.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off, Kayla. Go ahead.
It's okay. Yeah, no. It's just because I was, like, going back and forth with. So, but her personal attributes, she's super loyal. Like Wilk said that you are Benzie. Like, she is your friend she will do anything for you. She's super loyal. She's super passionate about, you know, the things that she cares about and wants you to be passionate about them too. And that's that motivational force. And she's also very empathetic. Like, she relates to you, and she wants you to, you know, be comfortable and understand your feelings. And it's great to have that as a friend, too.
No, yeah, it's great. Sure. You guys are very, very so cute. I mean, I know that sounds like...
It doesn't mean a condescending.
Yeah, I just think you guys, I can tell why you guys are such good friends. I can tell you guys are very, you do balance each other out. I can see where Kayla is more like, yeah, I hate Trump. You know, I don't like Trump. And Giselle's like, well, I can't stand this guy. I mean, that is important, because Because you, can you imagine if you were both at 100, you're just
I think we would just exhaust just, each other.
It's very nice that you guys can kind of balance
It's a very cool out. Balance. Mm-hmm. So we did want to know, looking forward, you guys are about 11 episodes in. Mm-hmm. What do you guys see, whatever time frame you have in your mind, the next month, the next 6 months, the next year, where do you see Millennial Mondays going?
Oh, we got plans, girl. We got plans out the wazoo.
We do. We're going to take a season break after episode 20 and use our little break there to expand. We want to,
There's so much we want to do. I feel like eventually, like, because we love this so much, I think that this is, would be our dream job. So I think what we want to do is, like, eventually, like, kind of, like, 10-year thing. We want to make it a business. We want to make it, like, radio and, like, sort of under the Millennial Mondays umbrella have, like, video and audio of, like, specific stuff, like music and culture and entertainment and, like, history and politics, and then we'll still have Millennial Mondays and maybe, like, a
small
staff and, like, a little...
Like, a network kind of...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
short-term. Short-term, you know, we definitely want to start exploring video, maybe some kind of, like, monthly... video thing, like, behind the scenes, and we want to, like, do, like, an origin story, like Wolverine, that's but cool. The Millennial Monday script.
Yeah, I mean, like, going back to our journalism class and maybe, like, talking to some of the people that we met there.
Yeah. So just, you know, seeing where we can take it, and we want to basically take it to the next level and make it the highest quality we can and all that.
We're working on merchandise right now. We're going to get some business cards.
So cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Where I like it, girls.
Do you have any ongoing or short-term goals that you see for your show?
We definitely want to get listenership up, and so we're really exploring best practices and trying to be creative in a very authentic way. One thing that we've noticed with social media is that people try to get a following very inauthentically. Like, you put a picture, like, you, I was listening to one of our older podcasts and Arnold Palmer passed away and someone's like, great pick. And yeah. Like, you didn't even read what this is about. So we want to do it in a very authentic way because we value who does take the time to listen to us. So I think we're really focusing in on just making tweaks where necessary while being as genuine to ourselves as we can be. But we did invest financially into this, and we do, just like you guys, want to make this as high quality as possible. So even down to the semantics of our social media presence, you know, really figuring out a niche for that, buying equipment like a good mic and getting software and connecting with girls like you who have paved your own way and are similar to us in our ways of thinking. So I think it's been a really cool journey, and I feel like this is a really really indicative of what we want the rest of, let's say, the rest of this year to look like.
Yeah, it's definitely like on your same stream where we kind of, we've always talked, like, because the original thing was our guy, you know, her cousins and Lil thinking like, oh, we could do this and this, and we each separately have our own side little things. Like, I do like a little mommy kind of lifestyle blogging here and there.
Oh, you have to see this.
And then Benzie, she does her poetry on the side. And so I think, like, we'd love to do, like, a whole umbrella of, like, our stuff. And, like, Leo and June's, like, who made our music.
Yeah, June's made our music and Leo is our producer.
They had, like, a little blog going. So, like, we also do want to have the whole, like, umbrella under this. Or maybe we'll be under the greater umbrella of different things. So I think it's so funny that you guys say that video stuff, because I think now a lot of people are making YouTube a career or something, and a lot of things are going more into the social media and, like, more tech.
I work for a video production company, and I look up statistics for video marketing, and it's just one of the best ways to get, you know, return on your investment and engagement and increasing listenership, or how do you say that?
I feel like it's a little tricky, though, because when I first started telling people that I was doing the podcast, they were like, why don't you just do it on YouTube and, like, get money? And I was like, well, you know, we're going to be talking about really serious stuff, and a lot of the YouTubers I personally like, I don't take them seriously, and I really want to take them seriously.
It's more lighthearted entertainment, makeup gurus, things like that, and yeah. I completely...
There's nothing wrong with that, it's just not
what we want. Your message has to match the method has to match the message, you know?
So, and, like, for those videos, they're, like, more, you know, could be lighthearted things.
More comedic or just entertainment-based.
I think what... Because I've always told Benzie, like, we should put YouTube videos up, too, like, of just us recording and stuff. But then I do, I'm always, I think we're both, like, a little, like, people can, like, just comment there. I think that freaks me out, you know? Like, and people are judgmental, you
but
know? People are me.
You have to lie to yourself and say that any press is good press.
That's true, too, because, you know, the forums I read, they still watch videos every day. And they still read the blog posts, you know? They just talk, and they're giving them money. So it's one of those things. Like, we hate Taylor Swift, but she still gets money.
Key example. There you go. The Kardashians. Yeah. You know, people love to hate them, but they want to be them.
But you know what? I think, just to, like, segue a little bit, I think it's really important that we did this and that we take the time to, like, acknowledge each other, because I think it's going to, first of all, build our own confidence in what we're doing. And I think that, you know, we just so concentrated on what we do every day and what we want to do for the podcast, and just we never take the time and think about, we created something, we did something awesome, other people think it's awesome, and, you know, we should just be really proud of that.
Absolutely.
You should be proud of that.
It really, I don't know if you guys ever experienced it, but going up to the people who you love the most, your friends and your family, it was really hard to face them and say, look at this thing that we're birthing. Do you want to support it? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, oh my God. And it was heart-wrenching sometimes when you wouldn't get that support.
Yeah. So I'm shameless about that. But the people at my job are so sick of me. Like, I'll say, like, oh, that reminds me, and they're like, oh, is this about the podcast again? And I'm like, yes, it is.
It's hilarious, because I feel
like it sure is.
I'm not like that.
Yeah,
like,
you know.
I just told, like, my mom and my sister to check us out, and I'm just like, oh, I'm so scared.
Please,
so,
don't, like, hate me.
And my mom was like, can I be on it? I'm like, sure. If you want to be, you know.
She can give us a mango recipe.
Yeah, it's one of those things where it's good sometimes to just be like you, just put it out there, because what's the worst that people are going to say? No, you know, like, and that doesn't really matter, you know?
So, you guys, it's been so much fun hanging out with you through this hour. I was going to bring this up like 30 minutes ago, and I completely forgot to. I'm really into leadership and personal development. Has anyone heard of Simon Sinek?
No.
You have to look up. I have like a total crush on him. He's so handsome.
Oh, no.
You have to look up on YouTube, Simon Sinek on Millennial in the Workplace. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to bring that to you guys based on specifically. You've seen it? And that was so eye-opening.
Is that the guy with the glasses?
Yeah, I think so.
That was the guy with the glasses?
The guy with the glasses, yes.
Okay. What were you going to say about him before?
I found it to be really eye-opening, because he related to the topic that we brought up, which was that an older generation wants things to run the same way, and they don't realize the environment has changed, the workplace is changing, you're on your way out, they're on their way in, you have to adjust to their way of thinking. Giselle, you're looking a little passionate here. What's going on?
I give me a second.
Yeah.
I didn't see the whole, like, thing.
Yeah, I think you need to watch the whole thing, right, to get the whole...
I'll bring it back because
I said I didn't watch the whole thing, and you were like, oh, you need to watch the whole
thing. Well, it is good to watch the whole thing just to get the full, like,
see, you guys are so balanced. I love it. You guys are so balanced.
Kayla's like trying to challenge
Kayla's like a fire extinguisher. How do I bring it down? And listen to
But me? I agree with you, Giselle. The first half of the video, you're like, damn, okay, we'll forget you. But then he eventually explains why he feels the way he does. And I think that he ultimately sticks up for the quote-unquote millennial, you know, people using it in that negative term and why it matters that they are in the workplace and are changing the face of America, you know.
And the same with Lil's put me onto this one guy called Gary V. Vaynerchuk or something like that. And he took his dad's company. His dad would sell wine. and he took his dad from like a $25,000 company to like $500,000 just putting it online.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, it's one of those things like I had to, what if you're, if the older crowd isn't bought, they have to be bought into your view, mm-hmm. right? Like I told him, like, Dad, if you let me do this for you, we I could retire you. Yeah. You know?
Do you think and we're going to be like that?
I hope so.
Do you think?
The greatest joy in my life would be if I could retire my parents and my husband's parents.
To Kayla's point, do you think that we're going to become those old farts that are like, oh, you
know. That will change. Yeah. Are we going
to
be.
I'm telling you, we're going to say, oh, the music you guys are listening to.
I think
so. Back in my day, we listened to Taylor Swift.
I'm already like that. Like when
maybe culturally, but like.
And tell me. Sorry, like, I think things start getting younger and younger, or like, all the problems that, like, let's say we, right now, right, we're dealing with a lot of things, and maybe we're gonna fix it in a way where the generation after us doesn't have to struggle with these things, and they get it a little easier.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, because we think about other people.
Mm-hmm.
But we also do think, okay, all the stuff we went through, and now you guys are coasting. You know, or well, you kind of, that's where we kind of feel like, really? Come on.
To that point, we have no idea what the future generations are going to look like. So, Giselle, like, for instance, let's say you said, because we think about other people, what if that's not a popular thought 30 years from now? Oh, all these people that are always just so compassionate, you have to be selfish and cutthroat.
Well, that's why it's so important to be so outspoken right now, so that we don't get like that.
Right, so it's like we do not know what the ideals of the future generation are going to be, mm-hmm. and we can be those old-minded people to them, even if we feel, you know what, compassion matters, love matters. If that's not the trend 30 years from now, we're going to be seen as those outdated people, unfortunately.
We're going to be like hippies, but like old hippies.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay, so back to what you were saying about the guy. Kayla didn't want me to say this, but I searched for it, so I'm gonna say it.
Speak.
So I watched the portion that he was talking about, like, social media and, like, instant gratification, and I got, like, a little bit, angry, because, I think he was saying things about how, like, oh, I just, like, spit really gross. I don't know, like, friends or people are, or millennials aren't really, like, dependable, or something like that. I don't remember, like, what it is, but my comment on that section was, I agree about the social media thing, but mm-hmm. I agree that he doesn't know what he's talking about. because A, I have great friends that I can depend on and I know are more dependable than I am, and maybe more older adults that I know. And B, the economy that we've inherited is ridiculous and 10 times harder for us to get jobs than it was mm-hmm. for our parents. And the value of a 4-year college degree has decreased.
Absolutely. So, it's equivalent of a high school diploma now. Mm-hmm. Like,
Everyone has it, and it means nothing.
Yeah, it's one of those things like, okay, what else do you have? Because even now, when you start applying, I'm sure you guys notice, like, you know, it's a BA, and then you also need
the master,
yeah. right? Like, I know for my sister, she did psychology, and she had to get to get her foot in the door, she had to have a master's. So it was kind of like one of those things where,
and then you're drowning in debt.
And then you're mm-hmm. still, now it's even more school, more money, you know, so
it's
one
like
of those
things.
It's like
you're working to be more poor, so that you have to work more.
Yeah.
I just don't like this idea that we are, like, lazy and entitled because of technology that people older than us created. Like,
do you think that's the millennial in you? Because I can see where that, I can agree with that sometimes.
I mean,
like, I do notice that some people.
I think that some people can be pretty entitled.
Like,
with a grain of salt.
Let's say, like, the YouTube celebrities now, right? What do they do every day? Post a video. But they're making bank, and mm-hmm. they're 20 years old, and they're not doing anything except, you know, and I'm just like, really?
But what they are doing is they have their finger on the pulse of what trends are,
so they earn
that money.
Yeah, so it's one of those.
Like, they're probably,
you know, who's not doing anything?
It.
The girl who did the "How about that?" I'm like, you're disrespectful to your mom, and you're.
But listen, she's made money out of her 50, and she's probably already done. She probably won't even go to school.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm done. Okay, I can drop out of high school right now.
So it's one of those things that, that social media does kind of put the wrong people in attention, right? Yeah, like the wrong, yeah. like that girl should not have had the amount of popularity that she did.
I think and that's then you the, see, the most important
you
thing.
See, and the celebrities influence that because they're wearing shirts or they're captioning their pictures with "How about that?" You know, it's one of those that we highlight, and that's us too. We highlight the wrong people and right. the people that should get highlighted. You know, people going to school and. Doing
we need
things
to reevaluate our priorities exactly. and our values.
And so I think that's where baby boomers see that, right? It's like the one bad apple spoils a lot, yeah. you know?
It's but it's
like
very surface things. Level. I feel like it's a very surface level judgment.
Yeah.
It's I'm not saying that those people aren't out there. I'm just saying, like, if
it
you
is
dig
a very
deeper.
Blanket, it's a very blanket
very
assumption.
Very blanket.
And it they is. Don't look at the hard workers like you guys who are paving a way,
yeah.
like
yeah.
Wilkes, who is young in her industry, but killing me like me.
But killing the game.
But we're like a small group out of a lot, right? Like yeah. our friends and our like-minded, right? Because we yeah. have people that are like us. Mm-hmm. You're not going to hang out with, how about that girl, right? She's not your best friend. So for
she
us,
pops out. She
for
pops us, out. She's like, I'm a guest speaker.
For
today.
Us, we Pass. See and we're evaluating our crowd and our group. And we're like, my friend is a teacher. My other friend is working at a very prominent bank in New York. You know, one of those things like our cousin, he's... He moved because he goes on business trips like every month. You know, we're all killing it.
Shout
so we're seeing this guy
yeah.
and we're like, what the heck are you talking about? All my friends are very capable, you know,
working
and then
their butt off.
But
yeah.
that's our that's yeah. who we surrounded ourselves yeah. with, you know? And so it's one of those things where it's true what Giselle says, we need to have a voice and we take our platforms, like what we're doing here yeah. with our podcast, what you guys are doing with your podcast and your whole empire that's soon coming, you know?
Oh, and she's watching you speak. It's so cute.
That's very something to look forward to. Right, baby girl? It's all for you.
Oh my goodness.
Isn't she beautiful?
Yes.
A mascot girl. Well, you guys, it really has been so much fun getting to know you guys. I really love the podcast world because you get to meet so many cool people. So
yeah.
We obviously wish you the best. And I know that this is not going to be the last time that we're connecting.
Oh, no.
And it'd be really, really cool to see where we are a few episodes from now.
Yeah. I think it would be cool if we could just meet in person.
Yeah.
When you're in Orlando.
Yeah.
Or recap episodes.
Yeah, recap episode, see where you guys are and you're during your second season even, like
yeah.
how, you know, how, where you are with that and how living together is. I'm going to
follow we're going to do an episode on that for sure.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. And now we just figured out how to, because we were doing the whole website thing, or at least I was on your website. Benzie found you on iTunes, now I'm going to find you. And then you
we just redid our website.
Yay!
I know, I was saying to my husband, like, their website's really nice. We should change our
They're so fun.
Like, your like, posts and, like, how, like, each picture and your topics. I'm like, I love it.
That's
so good. So, we'll, for Demericana listeners, we're going to be putting all of this in our outro. We'll put it in our blog post and we'll say all the different ways to connect with Mimo, is what you call yourself.
Yeah, and we just started naming our listeners their Missners.
Missners.
Missners, that's so cute. We need to get with the trends.
Yes.
And see, we learned so much from you guys.
I know.
Well, yeah. I hope you guys enjoy your weekend and thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been so fun talking with you too.
Awesome.
Bye.
Bye.
And we're back.
So that was so much fun.
So fun.
Such cool girls. And like we said at the very beginning of the episode, it's really cool to see different types of podcasters out there.
Yeah. It's been fun to connect with different podcasters, and it's so fun how podcasting lets you, like, you know, the Murado girls were in New York.
Mm-hmm.
These Millennial Mondays, they're in Baltimore, in Maryland.
In Maryland, in Bethesda, yeah.
And so it's one of those things that, and we're just here in Orlando, you know,
we're just in Orlando, and yet it's traversing miles and
yeah,
states,
and
so
we just
cool.
made friends, so that was great.
So if you wanted to connect with Millennial Mondays, they mm-hmm. do have a very cool social media presence. Go to their website, millennialmondays.com, or you can find them on Instagram, millennial.mondays. Each one of them actually have their own their own Instagrams as well, which you can find that right there on the Millennial Mondays Instagram page, where you can listen to the podcast either on the iTunes podcast app or on their actual
website. On their really cool website. It's really cool. They have blog posts. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, like
similar to what we do.
What we do, they put a blog post for each episode, and it's really interesting. It's really good. Yeah, so I would say check them out. And,
like always, make sure that you're commenting on our Instagram, sending us emails. You can direct message us, however you prefer.
Rate, review, subscribe.
Rate, review, subscribe. Again, to stress the importance of that, please rate, review, subscribe. And, as always, don't forget to connect with our other side projects. I have my poetry page, Benny_Speaks, on Instagram. And Wilkes.
Oh, yeah. Lions, at Lions Orchid.
On Instagram as well. So that's for the mommies, and then I have one for the poets. So thanks you guys so much for connecting with
us. Bye, guys.
Bye.